The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
And right, you're back. It's the Sunday Business Show where we put the busy into business and we keep it fun. I am Conal O'Moran. In the next 55 minutes or so, we are looking at what's going on at Starbucks as they shutter hundreds of their tea shops. We have loads and loads about student entrepreneurs, some from DCU and others from Trinity College. We have a company that's made it big by just using Instagram. What's Instagram, you say? Oh my God, is what we say. And we'll tell you all about it. And if you stick with us till the end, it'll be worth it, as Enterprise Ireland wants to give you and Team SBS and your high potential business a cut of €750,000. And of course, Today FM wants to give your business a cut of our famous nationwide advertising as well with our Sunday Business Show famous shout-outs. You send us short details on your business and we'll tell the entire island about how wonderful you and your business are. Text 53102, that's 53102, or send an email to live@todayfm.com or tweet at SBS Today FM and using the hashtag Team SBS. Let us start, as we always do, with the business behind the brand. In June this year, Starbucks shares were at $65 each. Today, just 8 weeks later, they're down closer to $55. The news hasn't been great at Starbucks. Yes, they may have reintroduced the pumpkin spice latte, seemingly an autumn favourite stateside, but they also announced that they're shuttering all 379 of its Teavana stores. They were the stores that were meant to do for tea that Starbucks has done for coffee. And as a not Starbucks fan, maybe that's good news for tea. And weirdly, you won't be able to shop for products like mugs, coffee, tea bottles, brewing accessories and gift shops because Starbucks.com has been shut too. Kantar Ireland's CEO, Ronan Reid, has been making my coffee for years and he may have some insight into what's going on at the Seattle giant and its near 25,000 outlets around the world. Morning, Ronan.
Morning, Conal. No, when you and I worked together, I worked in the first principle as a coffee boy, which was make it badly and nobody ever asked you again.
Well, I'm looking around here and there ain't no coffee to be seen. Oh, sorry, he's brought in his own. Always a Mayfainer. There's a lot of I in Ronan Reid.
Yeah, and there's I wasn't getting many offers around here, so I thought I better bring in my own.
No, you just have been here for a while and you know what the deal is.
Absolutely.
Morning, Ronan. Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks, firstly, enormous entity that it is, so don't think of smaller convenience companies. You're talking about a 22 billion revenue company. Its market cap is probably closer to 80 billion.
80 billion?
80 billion. Put it in context, it's about 24,000 stores, about 250,000 employees. I think the issues that you correctly touch on is that it's probably reached its maximum growth. I mean, I think anybody, its growth of stores, certainly in developed markets, I mean, it's adding about 2,100 stores per annum, which is about 10% of its overall stock. I mean, the growth areas for it are China and other places, but it's still in its developed markets, it has. So that has led to a bit of a challenge in the revenues. It made an acquisition. You were talking about the tea business. It acquired Teavana in 2012 for $600 million and has closed, recently announced the closure of all its mall stores for the tea side of the business. I think the focus for Starbucks is about adding more value back in. They've seen a slight decline in revenues. Revenues grow by about 4% per annum. That's like for like sales growth. So
the shutting of the tea shops means that even with all their brains, because these large organizations must have some of the best marketing people, the most best analytics teams, that they kind of really delve into future markets, and they looked at tea and they said, we can do to tea what we've done to coffee, as I said, not necessarily good, and they got it wrong.
And the consumer is also fickle. Consumer changes, evolves. Different generations buy differently. And I mean, I think the focus at the moment, everybody's looking at the merger of kind of digital and real world shopping. Amazon.
But then they go and shut their blooming online.
I think what they shut online, I actually agree with the strategy, what they shut online is their shop front, like, where you buy Starbucks goods or other aspects.
Why would you shut it?
Because it's just not generating revenue and they want to drive people into their stores where you want to buy it. And what they focused on is their payment engines and other stuff like that, digital wallet, getting people to expand their lunch offering. I mean, food is about 21% of their sales. So I think the strategy at the moment is get back to some of the basics of it, have a better brand of coffee and a more upmarket brand of coffee, I think, over time.
Getting a better brand of coffee wouldn't be too hard, would it?
Well, they're developing their roasteries and others and other aspects like that. I mean, but I think equally, like, you know, trying to expand its lunch day offering, trying to enhance digital payments, like their Starbucks payments. While a lot of people are talking about that, I think that's quite a challenge, because when you look at the capacity of technology companies, their balance sheet, their ability to compete with this, it is a big entity. It's $2 or $3 billion in cash, but compare that to the iPhones and other, to the Apples and others of this world who have a big balance sheet. That said, it makes about a 25% profit margin.
Now, explain that to those that don't understand. That is enormous.
Yes, it is. It's
what would typically a company, another company, be
well,
making?
In if you were in the kind of convenience store or other business, you'd probably expect it to be mid to high teens is where you would be thinking you might be getting to.
So, say 12-15%, and they're up at 25%.
They're up at 25%. So their margin is good. The margin on coffee is generally pretty good. You do in a cappuccino sell a lot of foam. There's no way around it. So your operating margins, your gross margins are good, and they run a sleek. The development of the payments simplifies over time how many employees, what structure you want. So that's good. They never had to raise money. They can borrow money. So the return on their underlying equity is pretty good. It's not a stock that you buy for dividend yield necessarily. It pays about just under 2% dividend yield. Still not to be sneezed at with zero interest rates. But I think, in essence, the thing I suppose stockbrokers like you were, Conal, like I am now, will look at is what is the price we're paying for those earnings stream, and the price earnings ratio is 28, or the multiple of operating profits that is about 16 times. They're high multiples. But I suspect on weakness, I'd probably buy the shares because they've delivered consistently. They've delivered consistently, and big brands seem to win. So I think one of the things to watch very carefully is as Amazon, the likes of Amazon, move in, they've bought a big traditional food business, like, you know, aisles and delivery of product or otherwise. How Starbucks plays that is going to be, I think, really important to the development.
And I'm delighted that you mentioned Amazon, because of all of the businesses behind the brands that I've seen recently, Amazon has still got my brain frazzled. It is such an incredible business. So if you have limited cash, as most people have, if you are making choices, Amazon would whip the bottom of Starbucks.
But you'll pay for the privilege. The price earnings ratio is nearly twice what it is, but the earnings growth rate is quite strong within Starbucks itself. So I don't think you have to choose either one. I think you would choose either or, because of what we'd see as kind of like, you know, retail or related around the retail areas. But it's the development of technology and as it impacts in part. But Starbucks itself, I think what you look at it is you say that the ability to open huge amounts of incremental stores are limited. So therefore, if you buy the shares, you're backing its ability to deliver food, make payments more efficient, which they've really done quite well, expand into China, and look to get the at-home market. One of the
things... on the local coffee shop. 3FE Coffee or Team SBS, Jim and Coffee or Team SBS. We love...
Founding shareholder I was of Insomnia Coffee, so I'm well versed in it. But I also think that if people look at the at-home supply market over time, I think that's going to get where people are going to get back to like getting their own beans and getting excited about a bit like craft brew, the craft brewing technology, more people at home or the periods of time. So I think if Starbucks play that, I'd probably be a fan.
So you are a buy.
I am a buy.
That's Ronan Reed giving you that advice, so please do take it. professional advice as well.
You know, no real professional advice.
That's what I mean, as well. Take it as well. Ronan Reed, Cantor Ireland, thank you so much for joining us, as usual, on the Sunday Business Show, because after this next ad break, we are going to talk about the Trinity Walton Club. Don't know what it is? Yes, you will.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.